This recording is for Rafael Borja with iAdvise on Tuesday, November 18, 2014 at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to Mensur Third Quarter 2014 Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mensur's Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Call. This morning, Mensur's senior management team will discuss the company's Third Quarter 2014 consolidated results per the press release distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings release, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. I would like to remind you that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you are a member of the media, please contact the company directly. Please note that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements, which are subject to various conditions that may differ materially from actual results. We ask that you refer to this disclaimer as guidance on these matters. I will now introduce our speakers. Joining us from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Juan Luis Gruber, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Alvaro Ocio, Chief Financial Officer. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Gruber will initiate his presentation. Mr. Gruber, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us in our discussion of Mensur's third quarter and 9 months results as of September 2014. Before beginning the presentation, I would like to apologize for the delay in distributing the earnings report. We planned to do the distribution last Friday, but due to technical difficulties, we couldn't file it electronically with the Superintendencia de Mercado de Valores, and therefore had to delay the distribution of the report. If you have not yet received the earnings report, please contact Mensur or iAdvise in New York, and we will send you a copy immediately. It is also available on the company's website. Thank you. Let's now continue with the report. I will present a summary of the consolidated results and move on to a more detailed discussion of each operation. I will also provide you with an overview of our current projects as we get closer to the end of 2014. Finally, I would let Alvaro go over the financial performance for the quarter with additional details. At the end, of course, we will open the floor for any questions that you may have. In the third quarter, Mensur faced a number of operational and external challenges which impacted its results on a consolidated basis, as well as individually on both its mining and cement operations. Notwithstanding, during this quarter, we continued our focus on improving operational efficiencies and investing in all our businesses with the goal of increasing production and aiming for long-term sustainability. In summary, we experienced a decline in grades mined at our operations in Peru, while we saw an increase of production at our operations in Brazil. This decline in grades is aligned with current mine plans at San Rafael and Pucamarca. In order to mitigate this decline in grades, we have expanded our plant capacity at San Rafael and Pucamarca and managed to achieve increased operational efficiencies at Tavoca. This was accompanied by a mixed pricing environment during the quarter, where tin increased 3%, while gold, niobium, and tantalum decreased by 4% and 21% respectively. Moving on to our individual performance by operation, let's start in Brazil. Tavoca reported outstanding operational improvements compared with the same quarter of last year. We continued increasing production based on our optimization plan. This plan has yielded important recovery improvements and higher tonnage treated, resulting in a 33% tin production increase from 1,055 tons in Q3 2013 to 1,406 tons in Q3 2014, and a 5% growth in the production of niobium and tantalum alloy. These improvements, combined with an increase in tin prices, and despite the lower niobium and tantalum prices, resulted in revenue growth of 44% during Q3 2014 compared to the same quarter in the previous year. Byproduct cash costs in the Tavoca plant increased to $16,846 per ton of tin, That's an increase of 44% when compared to the same quarter last year, mainly as a result of the lower niobium and tantalum alloy price per ton and a higher volume of recycling material processed during this quarter. Byproduct cash cost for the 9 months ending in September 2014 reached $18,395 per ton of tin. That's a slight increase when compared to the previous year. It is worth to note that adjusting both cash cost figures with the niobium and tantalum prices obtained in the same quarter previous year and in the same first 9 months of the previous year, the byproduct cash cost would have reached $14,408 per ton of tin for Q3 and $14,629 per ton of tin for the first 9 months of 2014, reflecting Taboca's major improvements this year compared to previous years. EBITDA at Taboca was negative $4.3 million during the quarter, mainly due to a $5.8 million one-time expense related to a settlement of a civil and labor action that predated our ownership of the company. Excluding the impact of this settlement, our adjusted EBITDA in Taboca would have been $1.5 million for Q3 and $5.1 million for the first 9 months of 2014, reflecting the outstanding performance of these assets when compared to the previous year. Now, let's move on to our San Rafael mine in Peru. Tin production during the third quarter of 2014 decreased 7%, even after a 4% increase in tonnage treated at the plant, following a plant capacity increase from 2,500 tons per day to 2,900 tons per day. This was due to lower ore grade, aligned with our current reserve grade, and to a scheduled maintenance stoppage at Pisco during July, which reduced 12 working days more than in Q3 2013, that is 13% less working days during the quarter. While scheduled stoppages generally last around 5 to 7 days, this year's stoppage included not only maintenance work, but also the interconnection to a natural gas distributor's pipeline. For the current quarter, we do not expect any stoppages in our production. Lower production impacted sales for the quarter, reaching approximately $145 million, a decrease of 5% compared to Q3 2013, partially offset by higher average tin prices. Cash cost per ton increased 10% to $8,618 per ton of tin, mainly due to the long stoppage, the lower head grades, and increased infill drilling in the mine. Exploration and project expenses in San Rafael increased 74% due to our continuous exploration activities in the mine surrounding areas and expenditures in the tailings project pre-feasibility study. As a result of all the above, EBITDA at San Rafael reached $71.1 million, 17% lower than in Q3 2013. This was the result of lower revenues and the increase in cash costs per ton of tin resulting from lower production volumes and increased exploration expenses. EBITDA for the 9 months ending in September 2014 reached $260.1 million. That's 2% above the same period on the previous year. It is worth noting that excluding the increase in exploration and project expenses, operating EBITDA, in a way, would have reached $273.7 million, that is 4% above the 9 months ending September 2013. With respect to our gold operations, production at the Pucamarca mine declined by 10% in the third quarter of 2014. Total production was 25,000 ounces due to lower head grade in line with the geological model of the mine. Lower production was partially offset by the plant's increased processing capacity from 14,000 to 17,500 tons per day. Gold prices decreased 4% during the period, and revenue reached $38.3 million, 5% lower than in Q3 2013. EBITDA for Cucamarca reached $20.1 million, a 27% decrease compared to the prior quarter. Importantly, Cucamarca continues to be one of the lowest cash cost gold producers of the world, with a cash cost for the first 9 months of 2014 of $369 per gold ounce, in line with the previous year's cost results. In terms of exploration expenses, in the mining division, we recorded a 3% increase during the third quarter of 2014 when compared to the same quarter last year. Our investments were mainly focused on the Macobre project, the San Rafael tailing treatment pre-feasibility study, and our brownfield and greenfield explorations surrounding our existing operations at San Rafael. As summarized before, the third quarter was impacted by a combination of factors mainly related to expected declining grades as well as external pricing factors that put pressure on the bottom line. We have taken actions to mitigate this effect, such as increasing plant capacities and achieving higher operational efficiencies. We believe tin production for 2014 will close in line with the production reported in calendar year 2013, mainly reflecting Tabopa's improvements. Gold production should close slightly above 100,000 ounces for the year. From a long-term perspective, and as we move closer to 2015, I'd like to stress that we will continue our exploration activities and continue to focus on our investment plans to optimize our operations and increase our production capacity where feasible. This concludes my comments for today, and I will now pass it on to Alvaro Ocio, our CFO, who will review in more detail the financial performance for the period.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. I will review the financial highlights for the third quarter of 2014, and then we will move on to the Q&A session. On a consolidated basis, revenues decreased by 7% in the third quarter of 2014, reaching $212.7 million, while EBITDA decreased by 37%, reaching $86 million. Once again, the results were driven by the relative weight of the mining division, which represented 90% of the total EBITDA. It is important to note that consolidated net revenue was partially influenced by lower cement and concrete revenue, mainly due to a slowdown of the Chilean economy. Also, it is worth noting that during the third quarter of 2014, the mining division EBITDA was affected by extraordinary charges, such as the settlement of civil and labor actions at Tabopa, which Juan Luis already mentioned. Excluding these extraordinary charges, the adjusted EBITDA would have reached close to $92 million. Let's move to discuss the results for the mining segment, which, as you know, is our core business. During the third quarter of 2014, net revenues in the mining segment reached $226 million, an increase of 1% compared to the same period of 2013. This slight increase was mainly explained by an increase of 23% in volume of niobium and tantalum alloy salt, which reached 750 metric tons, and a 3% increase in tin average price for the third quarter of 2014. Both of these partially offset by a decrease of 3% in tin metal volume sold, mainly due to a long stoppage experience at Pisco plant, 12 days more than the scheduled stoppage experience in the third quarter of 2013, as explained before, due to a connection to a new natural gas pipeline. Gross profit in the mining segment reached $93 million, an 18% decrease as a result of an increase of 20% in the cost of sales, which can be explained by two main drivers. First, a 33% increase of Pucamarca cost of sales as a result of a 24% higher processed volumes, following a plant capacity expansion from 14,000 tons per day to 17,500 tons per day, and an increase of 31% depreciation in line with the capitalization of new assets compared to the previous year. Second, a 68% increase in Tabopa cost of sales, largely explained by a higher volume in tin metal and niobium and tantalum salt, following a 16% increase of tonnage treated, and the higher volume of recycling material processed in the third quarter of 2014 when compared to the same period of previous year. Administrative expenses during the third quarter of this year increased by 14% compared to the same period of last year, mainly driven by the staffing of the project development team, which didn't exist back in the third quarter of last year. This team has the responsibility of delivering the plant expansion at Pitinga, the tailings project at San Rafael, and together with the Marcobre project team, the Marcobre mine and plant. During the third quarter of 2014, exploration expenses and project expenses remain in line with that reported in the previous year. We keep investing in the Marcobre project, the San Rafael tailings treatment pre-feasibility study, and brownfield and greenfield exploration near our existing operation. Furthermore, in the first 9 months of 2014, exploration and project expenses were 24% higher than that reported in the previous year. As a result, Minsur reached an EBITDA of close to $78 million in the mining segment, a decrease of 24% with respect to the prior year, representing a 34% EBITDA margin. But it is important to note that EBITDA for the first months of 2014 reached close to $279 million, only a 5% decrease compared to 9 months of 2013, which was affected by a 2% decrease in tin prices and a 12% decrease in gold prices. It is worth mentioning that for the first three quarters, the third quarter of 2014 and the 9 months of 2014, the EBITDA was also affected by extraordinary charges as a result of a settlement of civil and labor actions at Taboca that predates Minsur ownership of the company. Excluding these charges and excluding the exploration and project expenses, which, as we mentioned, were 24% higher, the adjusted EBITDA would have reached $99 million for the third quarter and $332.6 million for the 9 months of 2014, in line with what was reported for last year. In terms of CAPEX, the mining division invested $15 million in the third quarter of 2014, mainly allocated to the construction of the second stage of a leaching pad, an increase of the plant capacity in Pucamarca, an increase in tailings dam capacity at San Rafael and Pitinga, in line with the company's sustainability plan. In terms of net profit, our mining division reached $9.4 million, a decrease of 83% when compared to the third quarter of 2013. This decrease is explained by four main drivers. First, the 31% decrease of the operating income, as explained before. Second, an increase of the financial expenses due to a $450 million bond issuance in the first quarter of this year, adding $4.8 million in financial expenses. Third, Taboca higher exchange rate difference, negative $15.5 million, as a result of the impact of the Brazilian real devaluation at the closure of the quarter due to the presidential elections. And fourth, a higher effective tax rate in the third quarter of 2014 compared to the previous year, resulting in a higher loss in Taboca due to extraordinary charges when compared to the same period in 2013. In terms of liquidity, the mining segment ended the third quarter of 2014 with $511 million of debt and close to $546 million in cash. This resulted in a 0.3 times net debt to EBITDA ratio. With that, I conclude my presentation, and I want to reiterate that we will continue delivering on our commitment to make our operations more efficient, to continue increasing efficiency and driving out costs, and keeping our financial structure strong to capitalize on future opportunities. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, just press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from Roy Yakulik from Bank of America.
Hi, thank you. Can you quickly review what is the anticipated, ramp-up of the tailings project now, and how you sit in projections for increased volumes at Patinga, and what are we going to expect in terms of CapEx next year? Thanks.
Thank you very much for the question. We are working still at the pre-feasibility stage at our B2 project. That's the way we call our tailings project at San Rafael. The overall figures that have been released publicly before remain at this point the same, meaning by that we should expect around 5,000 to 6,000 tons of tin produced out of this project once it is in full production. We are right now conducting a pilot test, a significant pilot test program with so far very encouraging results. And we should expect the pre-feasibility study to be completed by mid-next year and then, you know, move on into feasibility and construction. So it's still at pre-feasibility level. With respect to Patinga, I think that what we are achieving at Patinga is quite remarkable. If you compare our this year production and together with the production increase of the previous year, that's 2013, plus 2014 increase, we are almost doubling the production in this asset, the tin production. And that's basically what we are looking at is optimizing our current infrastructure. In parallel, and as has been disclosed before, we have a significant capital investment program at Patinga, whereby we intend to build a new flotation facility both for tin and niobium and tantalum, and this will allow us to further improve our recoveries, our tin recoveries, reduce our operational costs, and significantly increase our recoveries of niobium and tantalum, and obviously our production volumes of niobium and tantalum. So that project is also at a pre-feasibility stage. At a feasibility stage. We expect to conclude the feasibility study by mid-next year and go in directly into construction. So that's moving quite along what we expected as well. I think that covers your question, unless you have another question.
I'm sorry, what is the CapEx budget for next year in 2015? And then can you estimate or what are the targets for bringing the tailings project, the B2 and the Patinga actually into operation?
We cannot give you right now forward-looking figures for CapEx for next year. It should be pretty much in line with this year. However, we're finalizing, as I said, the feasibility study for Patinga, and assuming that feasibility study proves to be positive, which we really believe it will be the case, then we will incur in the second half of next year on construction capital at Patinga, which would add, you know, probably another $40 to $50 million for next year to our capital profile.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from Hector Collantes from Credicorp Capital.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to have a little bit more color on the settlements on the Tabaca operation. Would you please explain a little bit more on the background information of it, just to get the facts clear, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I think this is a very important milestone for Tabaca because predating our ownership of the company, there was a civil public action, as it was disclosed on page 91 of the offering memorandum, basically imposed by the Brazilian Federal Prosecution Office, the Ministerio Público Federal, basically alleging that Tabaca's activities in Patinga were generating environmental damages affecting indigenous communities, right? So what we have been able to do is to get to a settlement on all of this potential liability and that's basically the explanation for this adjustment. So it's all relating to the civil public action disclosed on page 91 of the offering memorandum.
Thank you very much. So it might be over because the settlement entails all of the action. So we might not expect, like, perhaps another stuff like that.
No, with this settlement, we fully got rid of this civil public action, and this is done and dusted now.
Thank you very much. And I have just another question, and this is with Rafael. I wanted to know whether the inventories optimization program that has been going on during 2014 has already reached the optimal point. Would you consider this the sort of numbers we have in this quarter will be the ones that we should expect us to model them for 2015, for instance?
Yeah, this is Alvaro Ocio. Yes, as you are aware, we have been optimizing our inventory, not only concentrating in Pisco, but also our metallic production that we had in warehouses in the world. This is almost over, so we have been optimizing it. There's probably slightly, a bit more to be done during this quarter, but mainly it has been optimized already during the year.
Thank you very much. And just my last question, following the B2 questions before, do you have a schedule, but for 2014, what will be the milestones that are being looked for on the study for B2? What are the kind of things that you're studying? And on the pilot plan, what are the main, I would not say issues, but the things that you're pursuing there, just to get to know what are the complexities of the project?
Okay, the pilot plan, the pilot test work program is very important because retreating tailings is not really as straightforward as treating fresh ore coming out of the mine. It usually tends to have a lot higher variability in the process, and as such, you really need to be very careful and very sure that your methodology is right before you invest on putting up the process infrastructure. So we expect that by the end of February we should have concluded this pilot test program and incorporating all of that results into the pre-feasibility study. As I mentioned before, the next milestone would be completing the PFS by mid-next year. What we intend with this pilot test program is to optimize recoveries and concentrate grades so that all in we can optimize the value of this deposit that we have in the mine.
Thank you very much. That covers my questions, and a good job, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Irwin León from Credicorp Capital.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for the call. My question is, what is your leverage target, and what is your minimum cash policy? Thank you.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is your leverage target and the minimum cash policy?
In terms of leverage, our commitment basically is, our aspiration is to maintain our existing credit rating. Therefore, in order to maintain it, we can be over probably 2x EBITDA, which we are far below that. In terms of cash, we currently maintain significant cash, and that was part of our plan, raising funding this year, and start using it in our CapEx in the next few years. But in general, we maintain a minimum cash policy of close to $100 million in cash, which, as we mentioned, we are significantly over that policy today.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number 1. We have another question from Jean-Pierre Fournier from AFP Integra. Mr. Fournier, your line is open.
Sorry, I was on mute. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for the information that you're giving to us. Please, can you give us a disclosure regarding how the CAPEX has been divided between the operations in the mining business? I don't know how much money has been invested in Brazil, in San Rafael, and in the projects that you are studying right now.
Yeah, well, I think it's all in our press release, but I'll go through it in any event. In terms of CAPEX for this quarter, we've invested $4.9 million in San Rafael and Pisco, all together. $1.9 million in Pucamarca, $7.5 million in Pitinga and Tirapora in Caboca, and that's basically the breakdown, and also $2 million in our cement business in Chile. So that's the breakdown of how we get to around $15 million for the quarter.
Okay, perfect. And the other question that I have is if you can tell us more about the business that you have in Chile. I mean, we know that there is a different outlook for Chile for the next year, so I would like to know if you have any guidance in terms of what could happen with the business in Chile.
No, we don't provide guidance or forward-looking information at all. I just wanted to give you a quick flavor of our mining business at the end of my presentation this morning, given that we're approaching the end of the year. But in terms of our cement business, we don't give any guidance.
Okay. But in terms of the results that you have had in this quarter, can you give us more details, please? Only for have more information about that. Thanks.
Yeah, well, basically what we had was a decrease in sales, and that was mainly because in 2013 we had an extraordinary revenue, to put it in a way, as a result of an arbitrage with Lafarge. Obviously, that did not happen again in 2014. So that is the main reason why the revenues and the results of the cement business are declining this year. However, we have a 23% decrease in revenues, but also a 20% decrease in costs. So at the end of the day, the EBITDA went down from 34 to 8.6 million for the quarter in our cement business.
Okay, perfect.
That's mainly driven by the arbitrage, as I said.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you. We have our next question comes from Tom Mulqueen from ITRI Limited.
Hi, I would like to ask how you foresee your production costs varying over the next few years for San Rafael mine in particular, and whether there are any specific operating costs we expect to see major changes.
Can you repeat that again, Tom, please?
I would like to ask how you foresee your production costs varying over the next few years for the San Rafael mine in particular, and whether there are any specific operating costs where you expect to see any major changes.
We don't see any significant change in our cost per ton treated. We're really focusing on productivity, and the way we measure productivity is by basically reducing our cost per ton treated. And that's what we are working on very hard. I can anticipate that in all of our operations, our cost per ton treated next year will be no. Santa Fe's reserve grades are a little bit below what we are mining today. And as grades go down, obviously, for the same tonnage, and despite the fact that we have increased capacity to 2,900 tons per day now, there will be probably less tin metal produced, and as such, we will expect a little bit of an increase on the cost per ton of tin metal produced. Having said that, we will remain, probably the lowest cost producer in the industry in any event. That's our outlook.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. At this time, we have no further questions in the queue. I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Krueger for closing remarks.
Well, I want to thank you all for your continued interest and trust in our company and for your participation in today's conference call. Please don't hesitate to contact me, Alvaro Ocio, or Gianflavio Carossi if you have any additional questions, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon next quarter. Thank you very much.